This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, whether we're talking about Illinois or another one of the 50 states, odds are there's a school in need of an ag teacher. Today we'll hear from Ellen Thompson, who's the director of the National Teach Ag Campaign. Ellen and I talked about programs and activities they're implementing in Illinois and across the country to help promote ag education as a career opportunity.
The National Teach Ag Campaign's role is really to make sure that we have an abundant supply of quality and diverse agriculture teachers. Illinois has definitely been facing a shortage of agriculture teachers, just like the rest of the country, for the past 30 years, really. And so we've been around since 2009, and we're working directly with states and on the national level to try to implement recruitment and retention programs. For example, Illinois does an amazing program called the Elite Conference, where they bring in, 100 or so high school students, and they spend time with them talking about what it's like to be an ag teacher, why being an agriculture teacher is a great career choice. They've also done some things recently where they've loaded up the students from the four or five institutions that offer an ag ed degree program, and they've taken them out and visited programs, because one of the things we want to do is make sure that our future ag teachers know that they're supported and that they're going to have a support network out there for them. So being an ag teacher is a great career choice, and we have a shortage of about 300 to 400 ag teachers right now nationwide.
Wow. As far as other programs that you do, as you mentioned, this is a national organization, so you're not working just with Illinois. Are you doing similar programs in other states, or what are some other projects that you work on?
Yeah, so we are nationwide, and we really try to make sure that everything that we do trickles down to every state and can impact, down to the student who might be interested in it. And so we do a number of things. One of the things that we're really proud of doing is what's called National Teach Ag Day, which is an event annually where we celebrate ag teachers, but we also try to make sure that everybody across the country, all ag teachers, are doing something fun in their classroom to talk about their own career and why it's a great career choice. This year, coincidentally, in 2017, we will be having our National Teach Ag Day live celebration at the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences in Chicago, and so that'll be an opportunity for us to engage directly with agriculture teachers and agriculture stakeholders in Illinois to spread the message nationwide about agricultural education.
And I'm assuming in your role, not only are you getting the opportunity to work with future ag teachers, current ag teachers, but also FFA members, probably some great experiences there.
Oh, for sure. FFA members are a big part of the agricultural education model, and they really have that opportunity to lead and to problem solve. And so we want them to for sure think about becoming an agriculture teacher. They are one of the biggest benefactors of the agriculture teachers, and so they work very closely with their own ag teacher. And a lot of the reasons that we have ag teachers today is because they were inspired by their own ag teacher.
Today we are visiting with you. You're actually here with CHS, and CHS has actually been a very big supporter of your organization.
Absolutely. CHS has been a sponsor of the National Teach Ag Campaign since 2011. The things that we're able to do, the recruitment and retention and the impact in the communities, wouldn't be possible without the support like CHS. We have two other sponsors as well, DuPont Pioneer and Growth Energy. And because the three of them believe and value agriculture teachers, we're able to do this because they know that agriculture teachers are such valuable models in their community, but it also helps them explore careers and engage with the sponsors and provide students an opportunity to learn about those companies so that they may be future talent pipeline, but also informed consumers.
Well, a great organization, and I fully support your cause. I was an FFA member myself, so fully know the advantages of participating in that organization. Ellen, any advice or anything you'd like to say to maybe students in Illinois that are thinking they want to be an ag teacher, or for those that are in college right now pursuing that ag ed degree?
Absolutely. Being an ag teacher is probably the best job ever. You have an opportunity every day to do something new, to learn new things, to work on the cutting edge of agriculture, to inspire young people, but also to be such a valuable member of the community. And so being an ag teacher really is the best job ever. And so we just encourage anyone who might want to have an important role in life to think about becoming an ag teacher. And you can go to our Teach Ag website at naae.org/teachag to find a degree. degree program, to find job openings, to read testimonials from agriculture teachers, to find all sorts of resources and things available, because we really want you to think about becoming an ag teacher. We need you, and it really does impact the future of agriculture.
Ellen Thompson, director of the National Teach Ag Campaign. Coming up next, we'll talk about an Illinois Senate bill that's designed to help fund high school ag programs across the state after these messages. Senate Bill 2975 goes into effect on January 1st and gives high schools in Illinois the opportunity to receive funding for an ag ed program. State Representative Avery Bourne is a co-sponsor of the bill, and she explained why the legislation was created.
In March of 2016, we saw a study showed that over the past 5 years, there's been a shortage about 32 positions a year for agriculture education teachers. So that's what started this legislation, and as you mentioned, it creates an agriculture education teacher grant program to help school districts cover the cost of agriculture education teachers. And this will hopefully also encourage folks to go into this profession and will help schools to be able to provide those positions as well.
Avery went on to explain that the bill will hopefully act as an incentive for schools to implement ag ed programming, but it also offers support to those schools that already have an ag ed program in place.
So for a school that has an existing agriculture education program, so has had one within the last 10 years, they can apply for up to 50% of the cost of personal services costs for an agriculture education teacher. However, if it's a new program, so if they haven't had an agriculture education program for the last 2 years, this is an incentive for schools to start one. So they can apply for up to 100% for the first 2 years and then 80% for the 2 years following that. It still has to go through the process of becoming a grant application after it goes into law. And also, it still has to be appropriated. So this creates the program, and then it will be part of next year's budget negotiations of making sure that there's money behind this grant.
And once again, that was State Representative Avery Bourne about Senate Bill 2975 that goes into effect on January 1st. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.